This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across Australia on the Community Radio Network, Community Network News. A look back at the events of the week important to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex community. QNN.
Thanks for joining us as we recap the events of the week in the GLBTI community. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Matthew Hepburn. Australian senators will start to debate the Greens' marriage equality bill in the federal parliament this week after a cross-party Senate committee recommended passing the legislation in June. With 30 senators already confirming they will vote for the reform, the national convener of Australian Marriage Equality, Alex Greenwich, says there's a fighting chance the legislation will pass.
What we found is when people share their personal story with decision makers, those decision makers open their heart and they open their mind. So that is usually a deciding thing for many of these senators. So it's really key to share your story and to share it soon.
The Marriage Equality Bill needs backing from just 9 more senators before being passed in the upper house.
Member for Prahran, Clem Newton-Brown, has addressed the Victorian Parliament, calling on the Health Minister to look at introducing rapid HIV testing in the state. While HIV testing is often a drawn-out process in Australia, rapid testing can deliver a result in as little as 30 minutes. Mr. Newton-Brown says such immediacy would be an incentive for more people to get tested, and he has no doubt the technology would save lives.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. It's a lifesaver. Someone normally gets tested every 6 months or every year and are HIV positive and have numerous sexual partners in that time, then the rate at which disease spreads, the rate of infection is much higher. There's people out there who, had they known that they were HIV positive, they would have taken appropriate steps to ensure that they didn't infect others.
Mr. Newton-Brown says he's so far had a positive response from Health Minister David Davis, and he expects rapid testing to be high on the agenda when Melbourne hosts the International AIDS Conference in 2014.
The Brisbane City Council has appointed a GLBTI representative to its advisory board in what's being described as a historic win for the gay community in the Sunshine State. The advisory board is responsible for providing advice and guidance on community issues associated with the development and growth of Brisbane City. The successful applicant, Dr. Anne Stewart, was instrumental in the development of equity and diversity policies for the University of Queensland and has been welcomed by gay action group BLAG.
Overseas now, and Russian gay rights activists have vowed to challenge a ruling that will see gay pride parades banned in Moscow for the next 100 years. A local court has upheld the ban after the district government moved to continue outlawing any public gathering that could be classified as a gay pride march until May 2112. The move comes despite the government being fined by the European Court of Human Rights 2 years ago for banning pride marches. Officials claim that the parades risk causing public disorder and that they do not have majority public support, but advocates are set to challenge the ban in court yet again.
Briefly, in other news, the Queen of Pop, Madonna, is being sued by anti-gay activists in Russia after asking a 25,000 strong crowd to show their love and appreciation for the gay community at a recent concert, and a high-profile Adelaide lawyer has made her first appearance in court after transitioning from male to female.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
The London Games has proven to be a successful event for LGBT athletes, with 10 out Olympians taking home gold in individual and team sports combined. Outsports.com founder Sid Ziegler says if gay was a country, it would have finished 31st overall, equal with Mexico, Ethiopia and Georgia's 7 medals. And last Saturday, Joy 94.9 teamed up with the AFL at the MCG to discuss anti-homophobia initiatives in sport. Guests included retired AFL players like Essendon's Scott Lucas. Lucas spoke candidly about the importance of awareness in the community and player role models.
I think there would be nothing better for our game than if, and I'm sure there are gay players out there, that if the day that they feel comfortable would come out and say, yes, I am gay, I think would be great for our sport and great for our community.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the GLBTI community for another week.
We'll have more news for you next time. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Matthew Hepburn.
Thanks to the dedicated team at Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. That was QNN, Community Network News. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Share your GLBTIQ news. Email qnn@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.